Verse 29 says, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, that means power, he noticed, recognized that when she touched him, he didn't know who it was. But all he knew that somebody put a demand on his ability to heal them. And he was full of the power of God. And power went out of him. And he turned and said, he turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? Who put this demand on my ability to heal them? The woman, let me read on down because I want to come back. And look what the disciples see. This is the people around you when you believe in God for something. They won't help you because they don't understand. So that's the reason why you need to know in here. You need to know. You need to be fully convinced. And you may not be fully convinced the first time around, but just stay with that word. Keep feeding on it. Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep saying it. Keep telling yourself, yeah, it's true. And one day it's going to hit you right here. You'll say, I don't care what I feel. You're not denying feeling at all, but you're just denying feeling to have it right to rule you. I don't care how I feel. I don't care what other people say. I don't care how I look. I don't care. I know in here that's true. So I say it and I hold fast to it. Hallelujah. 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 So his disciple, now watch what's happening. And his disciple said unto him, thou seest the multitude thorn in thee, and seest thou who touched me? And he looked round about. He didn't pay him no mind, because he knew power went out of him. He looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman feared and trembling, knowing what she had done, and knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Look what Jesus said. Daughter! I want you to notice what he said now. Daughter, he didn't say a thing to her. My power heal you. Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. She had four things that happened to her. Brother Hagin said Jesus gave them to him, four principles. He said, Jesus gave it to him. And Jesus told him, said, anybody will act on these four principles will get the answer every time. She said it. She did it. She received it. And she told it. I'm going to say it again. She said it. She did it. But she said, if I could touch his garment, she said it. Then she did it. Then she received it. Then she told it. Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Behold thy plague. What did she say to him? Fell down before him, told him all the truth. Why she touched his garment. Now, in teaching like this, sometimes people come to church, and I'm not trying to be ugly or nothing, but sometimes we need just to sit down and have a conversation with the Word, or let the Spirit of God talk to us through the Word. Now, I can tune up, yeah. Well, how much you learn from that I just did? Oh, Lord. But that kind of roused your flesh up a little bit, your emotion. Come on up, God. But when that devil hit you upside the head in the privacy of your bedroom, and I go, you just go and do that to the devil and see how much attention he'll pay you. But when you know, and you know, you'll tell him right there, no, you don't. Not here, you don't. But if you just go, it'd be just like you hadn't harmed the thing. But when you say what he said, in the name of Jesus, you take your stuff. You see that door or wherever? How you get out of here. You're not putting this on my body. I'm the custodian. I'm the caretaker. God, this body belongs to God and not you. I'm not going to share it with you. I'm not going to tolerate it with you. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. So take your hand off of God's property. See, this woman heard. When she heard it, she wasn't quiet. There was a whole bunch of people there. They didn't say anything, but she was in a predicament that she needed some help. She had spent all her money on the physician that couldn't help her. Instead of her getting better, she was getting worse. And so you got to stay away from around people. You know, you have to go among people. But listen how I'm saying this. You got to stay away from around people pulling stuff out of you. When they tell you that stuff don't work, I just leave them alone and go on somewhere, because I'm not going to try to fellowship with you. But when you start telling, start talking, and I start sharing, you start sharing, say, yeah, 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 then I'm going to fellowship with you. Because, see, I can give you, put something in you, you can put something in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I give you one more? One more? Just flip right over to the 7th chapter of the Gospel of Mark 7:25. You got it when you get it. Go ahead and put that up, guys, if you can. Are you listening? What did the scripture say? Whosoever. 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 Look at it. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him. That means she heard Jesus was healing people. She heard of him. Came and fell at his feet. You see it? Keep on. Keep going. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him, and the word besought means she begged him, she pleaded with him, that he would cast forth what? The devil out of her daughter. Keep going. But Jesus said unto her, now you listen to what Jesus said now. Let the children first be filled. See, he never told her he wouldn't do it. He said, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto dogs. That's the whole crowd we're left in. Because you know what they would have got out of that statement? He called me a dog. He called me a dog. And they would have missed the whole thing because they'd been gone.